voice was way, yo, that voice was way lighter skinned than the normal one.
Did you feel that? All right.
That intro was not black enough, Devin.
Hey, yeah, look, I just said it was light skin.
Haj, you got to come to realize this. Beigeness is not identified
every
at this table.
Every time I come here, it's a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
It was.
I'm just letting you know.
Actually, this is a half and half crowd right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, right. Oh boy.
I'd like to introduce
we don't have the darkest of darkness
yes.
here today.
No, well, first off, I just did my DNA test and I came back 15% British or some shit.
Say what?
No, Irish.
No. I'm literally a quarter white, which I was kind of disturbed by that. I thought I was more Wakandan than that.
I went through Ancestry and yeah. I'm 15%. Irish. So
yeah, yours was 25% white too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Top of the morning to y'all. All you listeners.
I got your motherfucker.
Hey, I mean, as long as it's not American.
Now, what percentage is these dudes coming back?
You know what I'm saying?
These three?
Wait, oh my God, Haj, James, if you guys did Ancestry, dog, you'd shut the machine down. Smoke would come out of it.
No, that's me.
Air.
That's me. I'm telling you right now.
They would just have the globe all covered in green. Like, they from this part of the world.
That lab blew up when I sent mine in.
Jorge said a lot of light-skinned bulls up in there. Well, guys, welcome
turn your
to
contrast the down on your phone, Jorge. How about that shit?
Well, welcome to Party Nerds, guys. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
And, a ton.
And yeah.
Thanks, Darnell.
Listen, yeah. It's every day, y'all. Like, we have a Party Nerds chat, and everyone always brings up when big news breaks. Every day, every minute, it was something big, whether it was the Avengers trailer, James Gunn. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what? I really think we should start with, because tomorrow at noon, do you guys know what happened?
Oh, that Disney-Fox merger is
official. Yes, it is official. So, I mean, do y'all know what that means? Is before everyone knew it was going to happen, but now that it's official, technically, we can see stuff in movies. Like, what if at the end of Endgame, they were like, yo, I heard about these mutants.
Yeah, it's
they
not going to happen.
Yo, can you imagine the theater?
It's not happening.
Listen, here's the thing. This is why I think it might happen. How much money and how much time do you think it would cost Disney to film that scene months in advance? And if they can't use it, hey, they can't use it. I guess they didn't close.
So, yeah, they're just not going like to. It's pointless. They're not going to.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
I said that they sold the Avengers mansion. I'm sorry, Tony Stark's mansion. And literally, they could turn that shit to the Baxter Building.
Ooh.
That can happen. All they got to do is throw the sign up. They ain't got to hire no actors. They ain't got to do none of that shit. Just put a little placard on the wall that says Baxter Building, and we know where we going.
Because that thing is sold. Like,
it's pretty much.
Reed Richards bought that thing.
I mean, shit. They knew that the acquisition was going to happen, so why wouldn't there be some type of finality or a reshoot of some sort
right.
to let you know shit is official too.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I could see that, and maybe like something having to do with the Richards or you know, Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
X-Men ain't going to chill for a while.
Yeah, it was Fantastic Four,
especially since X-Men they don't want to have an overlap and still drop that fucking dumbass movie. You know, it makes it feel like
you know
that's
it's
a
dropping
part of
anyway.
That, you know what I'm saying? So it's like
it's going to drop anyway.
But did you guys hear that
they got to put it out?
Kevin Feige actually said, and this just came out today, that all the movies, Marvel movies we've seen so far are going to be called the Infinity Stone
Saga.
So they're almost doing it like Dragon Ball Z, like the Namek Saga and stuff like that. So you wonder, what's the next saga? Is it going to be the Mutant Saga? Is it going to be the Secret War Saga? You know, like
that means it's going to be a box set. That means you're going to be going to Blu-ray and you're going to be able to buy this collector set.
$300.
Minimum
$300.
It's going to be dollars. Ooh. Straight up and down.
But do y'all think we're going to be watching Marvel movies till we old and gray?
Yes. Like,
they got to go somewhere else with it. Like, by then, man, give Transformers a shot. Take Transformers to Marvel and make a G.I. Joe Transformers universe. Since some really bad news came out this week.
Oh, no.
Concerning Transformers.
Michael Bay's back, right?
The Bay universe is still standing. It is not a reboot, and there will be a sequel that coming after The Last Night, which is the worst.
The worst of all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, people spend money on it, so someone's enjoying it.
So there was going to be a, you know, this is all topic. We just inserting this real quick. There was going to be another movie.
Yeah.
Most likely Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Optimus Prime is the main character of Transformers, yet they've tried to make it Bumblebee, who was like the least person.
Oh, in the cartoon?
Even in the cartoon. Yeah.
Right. So they don't understand how important it would be for all Optimus Prime movie. People would fuck with that. So now you find out it's going to be a Bumblebee buddy film with those two.
Oh, no.
That's taking place in the 80s. And then another movie also that's going to take place in current time. That's after the last night, so it keeps all still the same.
As long as they don't bring back Mudflap and Skids.
Nah, man, they was, nah. Oh, Skid and Mudflap?
Yo, they was the,
man,
they was the
fuck
worst.
One of the most racist goddamn Transformers we ever seen
I've
in
life.
I've
never seen a Transformer with a gold tooth. He had a
pretty
gold
much,
tooth.
Pretty much, he had a gold tooth.
It was bad.
He was from St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, from the dirty, dirty.
So, all right. So, I mean, let's talk about this James Gunn thing because there's so much around this. So, I mean, first of all, it hit us all off guard.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. There's no like rumors of them.
And Jerm is a lie. He's a lie.
He got fired.
Yo,
listen,
straight
fired. Listen, this right now is a big moment, not in James Gunn's history, not in Marvel movie history, but in this man right here, AJ's history. He has been a champion James Gunn all
dead
the
ass.
Way
consistent.
From
what
day.
Never
AJ,
once.
What were those hashtags? There was a hashtag you kept praising through it the entire time since July. Free James Gunn.
Free James Gunn.
All right, James Gunn. I'm going to play the app. Or sorry, I called you James.
Yeah.
Right, you're not even that light. AJ, I'm going to play the advocate. But what, he said all those horrible things about children. He's a pedophile. What is your response?
Okay, so he made dark joke humor. I'm not going to, you know, defend those jokes, but he did make them 10 years ago, apologized for them 5 years ago of his own accord,
correct,
acknowledged that he grew as a person, and has consistently shown through his actions over the last 5+ years that he has become a better person. If you mess up in the past, you acknowledge it, you apologize, and then you change, you shouldn't be punished for those things 5 years later, unless it's something like, you know, actually,
so we should
right, like Michael Jackson,
or like
that's right,
or Bill Cosby,
or Bill Cosby. Well,
I mean, or, he didn't molest children, but yes, Michael Jackson.
All right, like, so I mean, but the thing is, the overall consensus, like when we put the post on social media, is everyone's happy about this. I mean,
yes,
not only like in the fact that Disney actually had to like eat a little crow and rehire them, the fact that, you know, like DC was the one that was just like, you know what, we'll take you.
Yeah, we'll
like,
take
it was
you.
Almost just we'll like
because he was the standout guy. You know what I'm saying? In every single Marvel movie that has ever dropped, he was the one director that was like, yo, what he's doing is topping everything that everybody else is doing. It's not fucking Kenneth Branagh with Thor, or it was, what's her name, Patty Jenkins over there in D.C. with doing Wonder Woman. Everybody was talking about the James Gunn movies because he incorporated the aliens that were, he incorporated the world that was possible for Guardians of the Galaxy to happen. He had this C-list fucking squad, as we always talked about, that just, like, nobody even knew about from the comics, and turned it into the greatest thing on Earth. And it connected with the universe like never before. It brought on MCU Cosmic Universe characters like the Collector. It brought on, even in the tube, Howard the Duck was in a post-credit scene.
Yep.
Fucking Beta Ray Bill was in the cabinets and everything like that. That's what I'm saying. The things that you would have never have thought in a Marvel movie, because we were going through the basics of who the heavy characters were. He was putting side characters in there, like fucking like Starhawk and everything, Sylvester
right.
Stallone's
and
character.
And he was setting them up for later.
Yeah. And the thing is, he was put and even introduced Adam Warlock's cocoon.
Oh, it's great.
He sure did.
And you know what? Haas, what do you think? Do you feel like one thing I always say with what he did, how he kind of revolutionized these super, he made music such a big part. Like the original Guardians, he took old soundtracks that kids weren't even familiar with and made them cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like what do you think about James Gunn coming back just in general?
Well, I mean, they were always going to use that script anyway. That's a big thing. Like they were always using his script. So how are you going to use his script and not use him, right? Like he built.
You need the Vision.
He built that whole Guardians universe in the MCU. So you can use his script, but there's no director that could take his direction and make and continue his legacy on what the Guardians are. Because just like James said, like nobody knew who the Guardians are. Like I knew who the Guardians are, but most people don't. And now they're one of the biggest franchises in the MCU, and that's what DC's seen. They seen that they had Suicide Squad, which is similar in a way that they use characters that most people don't use, mm-hmm. and they found like, oh, this guy's available. Let's sign him. He's a free agent.
Well, I think I think they would have tried to make the movie without him if he'd have fucked up or said the wrong thing in the meantime.
I think
they would. Like, they would have just used the script, bro.
Like, if somehow there was never a chance that we're going to get him rehired.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, like he said, like Ha said, he already never got fired, right?
Never.
So really, it was just like, chill, lay low, this shit going to go away, mm-hmm. and then we'll be able to bring you back.
But he did get fired. So everything
he got fired.
First of all, I looked like a Jerv. By the way, Jerv,
Jerv owes money.
Jerv actually said that we had a bet before that. I said James Gunn would get rehired. He said no, he's done for good. So he owes me. Jervis, if you're watching, you owe me.
He owes you money.
I'll read the script. In the weeks after firing Gunn, there was speculation around town about who could replace the filmmaker, with agents lining up clients. But by mid-fall, any perceived search seemed to have petered out. With many thinking that the project was on the back burner, what almost no one knew was that Marvel and Disney had never undertaken a search and had gone back to Gunn and made a deal in secret. After Suicide Squad.
Okay, so he, on a technicality, he was terminated, but not terminated. If you fire me from a job and you say,
it's almost like a suspension,
right?
Yes, it's suspension.
Pending investigation.
They wouldn't have let him sign with DC if it was a suspension, because they would have had a non-compete clause. Right. He was fired.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you do something and you, people break up with their girl,
yeah,
without no plans of going nowhere. They never even looked for another girl.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't even have that thought. What they did was say, in the public eye, we have to distance ourselves from you to make it look like we have a certain moral standing.
Especially
we ain't going nowhere though, baby. It's me and you. We gonna do this. You feel what I'm saying?
Especially because of the merger. Because it's just like I'm gonna piggyback off you said. Like, let's just say James Gunn and Marvel was in a relationship, and he went to the strip club and got a little freaky with some of the strippers, and it was like, dang, man, you really fucked up publicly. Like, yo, we got to break up. So, but, you know, there's a, just hang around for a little bit, but I don't know. I got to work through my own shit. So he goes over to D.C., The rebound
is because he probably thinking like, are they sincere with keeping me?
Exactly.
Or are they on some bullshit? So they probably looked at him like, why you go to DC and do this? Like, because I wasn't sure you acting like you won't fuck with me no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
Let me piggyback off that. Hold up. Bring it over here. So because of that, right? So now the ex-girlfriend comes back. You know, like, you know, I've been talking to my friends and they like, you know, that's, you might have fucked
no,
up.
No, why?
One
because
time
she sees pictures of you and this new girl all over social media.
Exactly. Well, you know, they're like, yo, he's a good guy. He fucked up one time. You like, you gonna let him mess with this drawing like that? And they were like, she was like, oh hell no, I'm gonna go get my man back. So Marvel stepped in and was like, yo, here's the keys, come back home, baby, and let's take this.
Yo, what's this Jerry Springer shit we got going on here?
If DC is the rebound girl, does that make, you know, Suicide Squad like, you know, the love baby?
Well, now there's a side piece.
No, baby born out of wedlock.
No, he got the side piece pregnant because they're going to do a movie.
I think he's going to try his best to go in on this, John, because if he goes in on Suicide Squad and he makes this shit
pop
official, it's proving something. It's proving that
he will be a god of directors.
Because what he's doing is he's proving that I could do it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's really me.
Yeah.
Because people could always credit something to someone else, to the actors, to the this or that. He's like, nah, dog. I'm the, what you call, common denominator. Mm. If you put me anywhere, I'll make it hot.
Bro, even what if that movie Brightburn, which looks dope, If Brightburn hits too, dog, his stock is about to go through the roof.
He'll be writing
his own offers.
He'll be writing his own offers.
This shit just made me respect Disney a little bit more, like than I normally would, because they curtailed this fact of letting the news die. Nobody was even talking about James Gunn even coming back to Disney at all. Nobody was even talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That shit went under the bus.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about the script for a little bit. That shit even died down. And then all of a sudden, when it's totally fucking quiet, the news drops. Bop.
And also,
and literally on the eve of the fucking acquisition.
Right. Yeah. See, to me, is that a coincidence or is all this part of like a big game? I tell you.
No, no, no. Anger? I think it's more, it's basically kind of like keeping everything quiet. Just like you're saying, keep a low profile. Like James Gunn, listen, we're going to let you
go. They know how social media works.
Exactly.
Let it die.
Yeah.
If the conversation
of James Gunn kept going, then like literally nobody would have cared about the merger. Just would have been like, no, why are we still going back and forth about this? But now that you have the merger locked down, I think, of course, Fox had some influence in a lot of this in some way, shape, or form, because if you're going to have all this negative publicity about a director, especially a director that's going to headline one of your flagship Phase 4 movies as well. This is, we're not dissing Guardians 3 as like, oh, it's going to be a great Marvel movie. It's one of your flagship movies, technically, going into the next phase, because it can introduce topics like
Galactus. You're introducing Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock said, Kevin Feige said directly, the Guardians are going to tie directly into the Eternals.
They have to.
And
they have no choice. It's the only Marvel cosmic movie we have aside from Thor, but Thor has his own world.
And Captain Marvel to an extent.
Guardians go wherever the fuck they need to go.
Right.
So their whole universe is vast.
Can I just get a Nova Corps movie, please?
Let me tell you. It's coming.
Yeah. It's in development. And there is literally script leaks, well, plot leaks that are supposedly happening on Reddit right now, as far as the fact that Xandar, of course, is gone, and the fact that the Nova Corps may have been destroyed. But the thing is, somebody has to get some type of reinforcements in order to defeat Thanos, and this can correlate into our next topic, which is the Avengers Endgame trailer.
Yeah.
But they're thinking that the reinforcements have to happen. As far as Thor and Captain Marvel, are they going to be enough to beat Thanos?
Well, and speaking of that trailer, and Devin, did you watch a new trailer?
For?
Avengers, the Endgame.
Yeah, of course.
Well, and here's the thing. To me, yet again, they found a way not to give you anything.
They
gave you images, but not enough for you to develop a theory.
The first two minutes were literally just old footage. You got the
flashbacks.
You got the Winter Soldier flashback of him carrying Peggy Carter. You got the first Iron Man flashback of him busting out of his the prototype Iron Man costume, and then
you got the original core,
and then you got like Thor and the Asgard from the first movie and whatnot. You got the original sixes, like old flashback footage, and then you got basically like
the suits, which had already leaked.
Saw in the middle this battle scene. Like it looked like Cap was like, looked like he went through some shit.
About that battle scene. So what I was checking out over the last few days, that battle scene is something they're talking about, where the Avengers minus Thor, Hulk, and Captain Marvel, right?
And
they're supposed to go to Titan 2, and they're going to take on Thanos
by themselves.
Conveniently, without their powerful members, right? They're supposed to go take on Thanos, and apparently Thanos got better with the gauntlet, so he's going to kick their ass again, right? And then they're gonna regroup back wherever, I guess, back on Earth. But they're gonna try to take the fight to them, which doesn't make sense without their power members. It doesn't make any sense to me. But
that sounds like
my whole thing is like,
and that's why they look like they got their ass beat the fuck down. That's why Nebula looked all angry, because she will only look that angry looking at Thanos.
So let me give my theory, because again, Marvel did a great job of not giving you much.
They gave us nothing.
I wasn't looking into the trailer. What I saw, I was noticing something I didn't see. What did you guys notice was really absent from this trailer?
Captain Marvel.
Thanos.
No.
The Hulk.
The Hulk.
Listen, To me, the Hulk is going to get redeemed. He's the fucking Hulk, dude. He's the one we...
Hold on.
Wait.
I got something for that.
They have to... My theory is... What if they go back to that scene? Remember where Thanos just straight up like lights him up?
Oh my god!
What if all of a sudden like they show that same scene again?
He catches one of the
left. Just like blip blip blip, and he's like
he can't just fucking learn how to box.
Bro, time out. There's gonna be eventually like all right. So there's gonna be they're gonna show what happened immediately after the snap, right? But then throughout the movie, there's gonna be like a time gap, they're gonna go farther in time. So maybe he does get up with Chuck Norris and
what is happening? Nah, God. Nah, he can't box, bro.
Yo,
the Hulk can't box,
but,
man.
But he becomes smart, Hulk. He's not about rage.
I don't give a fuck. He's going to go smart. Back to his being training. Smart don't mean you know how to box, my nigga.
Bro, he's going to whip his
boxing?
Ass. Yo. Yeah.
Bro, smart, being smart doesn't make you know how to box. In order to learn how to box, you have to learn how to box.
You got
to
practice.
Thanos boxed. Whatever it was, Thanos
was giving him
body work.
Thanos was a fucking
the best shot was that rib shot.
No, he was body head. Bro, he was crazy with it. He boxed.
But the whole point is, I think that they purposely left Banner, Hulk. Even in the flyer, you see all the heroes. You don't see Hulk. You just see Bruce Banner looking up. That means they're trying to put him in the background.
Right.
I think something.
They're not gonna.
Oh no, I think he should get his revenge for sure. But he better not have hands.
But yo, every single trailer, you have to admit, you did not see Thanos.
Thanos is at all. He's been absent throughout the entire.
He's been absent
of this
through
movie.
Every.
Yeah, man, he's just chilling, watering his plants. You saw
his hand. That was it.
Yeah,
a charred up Infinity Gauntlet.
That was literally it. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Because this is not Thanos' movie.
No.
That's why. You always got to remember that. Like, Infinity War was his movie. Yeah. Like, that was his
That's a good point. The first the trailer for the first movie was all Thanos.
It was,
this one, you don't see him.
Exactly.
It's like, okay.
Exactly. It was The Empire Strikes Back. That's
I think
exactly
it would be dope
Infinity
if he
War.
Won.
So that was his movie.
Again?
If he wins again?
Yo, oh my God. Yo. Be sick.
Well, apparently he's going to kill him.
They're like, no! No!
Yo, destruction. No,
apparently
the movie theater would riot.
They would riot. That would almost be worse than the Eagles losing the Super Bowl.
Oh.
They would go out in the streets.
He won again?
Well, apparently he's going to kick their ass again. But without Thor, without Captain, see, that's what I'm trying to understand when we actually see the movie. If that goes down the way they say, like, what the fuck is Thor, Captain Marvel, and the Hulk doing if they're the strongest motherfucker in the universe as far as the hero side?
Well,
like, it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
First off, we already got told that supposedly Captain Marvel was the strongest Avenger, but we got a little origin story on that, and hopefully she built up some type of other power.
I mean, she definitely
I mean, she definitely got better.
Yeah, hell, 25
I mean,
years later, you
25
better be on some
years
good
said,
shit right now,
you better
right?
be on your G, expert level.
Thor took on a star, remember? He took on the power of a star. Like, Thor's powerful, too.
Bro, y'all act like by the end of that movie, she wasn't dumb OP. In no
what I'm saying is,
she already was pretty much the strongest besides arguably Thor in the first move in her first movie. By the end?
Oh,
especially when she went right through the ship. Like, she literally
who could fuck with her in
ship?
Avengers, bro? Yeah, nobody, bro.
Yeah, she checked down Thor, like, she just saw Stormbreaker coming. She's like, all right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's exactly why I say it's a plot convenience to have not Thor and Captain Marvel and Hulk involved in that first battle with Thanos.
They're going to allow Earth's Mightiest Heroes to get their ass
they
whooped.
Said take the
and
then
be like,
one.
Hey,
we're
going to need you guys.
For the most
need
part,
you.
Most of the theory is talking about how you're going to have Thor, Hulk, and Captain Marvel doing their own mission, where the rest of them, of course, they're in the hangar with their suits, which a lot of the theorists are teasing, of course, Quantum Realm visiting.
Right.
So all those heroes are going to go with Ant-Man into the Quantum Realm.
No,
they haven't explained how Ant-Man got out in the first place either.
And this is just my theory. In order for them, if they get their ass whooped, from what you're saying.
That's what they said.
If they get their ass whooped by Thanos a second time, and then all of a sudden they have to regroup with the entire team and go back in time, that means that Thanos destroyed the Infinity Gauntlet. He does not want...
Well, the Infinity Gauntlet was destroyed.
It was destroyed
at the end of the movie.
But he wants every single gem. And we've seen a gem destroyed before. We've seen Scarlet Witch literally destroy a gem.
The Mind Stone, right?
She destroyed the Mind Stone.
Yep.
Took a while, but she got it.
Right.
But in this sense, he doesn't want anything to be redone over from what he basically caused.
He felt what he did was perfect.
So if he feels like he destroys the Infinity Gauntlet for good...
Yeah.
does that say, for instance, oh shit, we got to go back there and get every single fucking gem ourselves?
Yo, I don't know, but do you guys realize it's only a month away?
Yes.
Like, only one month away. Like, and to me, like, I almost think that
no
the
more
actors,
trailers.
Everyone,
no more trailers. Really
we don't need another trailer. Nah, right?
we're good. Just
get me to the movie.
Maybe another Spider-Man trailer? Maybe?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
No. Not till after Endgame, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good point.
Can you do me a favor?
I'm with you. Spider-Man's my favorite character. I'm with you.
Look up the numbers for Captain Marvel, because right now, and this is almost kind of like bittersweet, because people were shitting on Brie Larson. They were shitting on the movie Captain Marvel. They wanted it to fail, but this movie is already, like, did it surpass Wonder Woman? I think it did.
First off, it's not they were shitting on it. Nobody still looks at it like Brie Larson.
No, some people are, man.
No, people not fucking with Brie Larson like that, bro. Let's keep it 100. They're not.
No, but I'm saying the numbers, the people going out to see
the movie. People going out to see the movie because.
So right now, Captain Marvel is about 270 million domestic, 770 worldwide. Wonder Woman, 412 million domestic, 800 worldwide.
So Wonder Woman still got her, right?
Wonder Woman's
going to take her U.S., but not global.
Listen. When you go to a restaurant. When you go to a restaurant to get a fucking steak, bro, or you go get some crab legs, you know what I mean? You go to get something that you really want. Mm-hmm. Beforehand, they bring out a salad. Uh-huh. If they did the numbers on how many people ate them salads would do crazy numbers. But people not really want the salad. That's just to prepare you for the meal. People know that fucking Infinity, they know that this is coming out. Uh-huh. So it's like, one, I'm desperate for content. I'm hungry. Yeah. Literally, I'm hungry.
Fact.
So this is the only thing they got right now that's going to make me feel like I'm in the movie.
Do you think they looked at Captain Marvel as like a big trailer preview for Endgame?
Yeah. It's to hold
another
you
filler
over.
Episode.
Right.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Another filler episode.
It's to hold you over.
It's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So it's going to do the numbers, but that has nothing to do with the actual film. Right. It's doing the numbers because we're hungry. So we're going to eat the salad. But if niggas could have skipped straight to the motherfucking steak, they would have.
All right, so question is, if Captain Marvel came out after Endgame, would it have done anywhere near as good as it?
No way.
I protest that Captain Marvel, its best shot to make the most amount of money would have been that it was like the summer where right around the time Doctor Strange came out. Mm-hmm. That would have been the time to release it, because I think it would have done way better looking at the schedule of movies. Mm-hmm. It would have been way better to have it come out right around the time of Doctor Strange. That's where you would have seen it hit a billion by now.
I agree, and I also add that if there was any mention in the 90s of Thanos amidst the Kree-Skrull War, that it would even been even better, because the hindsight of people seeing it for the first time and knowing that Thanos was going to be even during this time frame, would have been surreal and extremely dope. It probably would have put together the fact that Ronan, of course, was at the first Guardians of the Galaxy, was working with Thanos in the first Guardians movie. I think that would have been sort of like a cataclysmic event of where the timeline should have fit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I think Captain Marvel should have took the Ant-Man slot.
The first one?
Yeah.
Or
Before
Civil War.
After Age of Ultron. I think we should have
having Ant-Man in a Civil War was great. So like that makes more sense.
I'm just saying to rearrange it a little bit, like have Captain Marvel, because it seemed like it was Ant-Man then Civil War, right?
Yeah. Ant-Man 1, then Civil War.
You could have moved Ant-Man to either November or February,
I think if anything,
and then did it that way. But I think we should have got Captain Marvel after Age of Ultron, especially after Thanos picking up the gauntlet and saying I got to do it myself. Like we should have went back in space. That's just my personal opinion, but I think we should have went back in space. That's it.
Yeah, at least at some point before Civil War, this would have been the perfect time to drop a Captain Marvel movie, which, like, with the hype of them defeating Ultron and Thanos is coming, and you got Captain Marvel, the hype.
Very true.
Ant-Man was a good, like, breath of fresh air after Ultron, kind of like how Ant-Man and the Wasp was the same thing after Infinity War, kind of give you that same idea. But you had that November slot, or there's a whole bunch of months that you had before Civil War. Even if you didn't want to involve Captain Marvel in the Civil War,
right,
you still could have had it.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what else? Like, let's talk a little DC, because right now we did talk about like the fact that Suicide Squad is going to be a reboot.
Actually, before you go, I just realized something. There's a theory that just came up on my my timeline here. Apparently, there was an interview that Mark Ruffalo did where I forget whose live show it was. It might have been Jimmy Fallon's. Okay. Where he got hooked to a lie detector test because he's known to say bullshit. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that made the lie detector test go off like 16 million bells that he didn't answer. He just laughed at and the lie detector test went off. Jimmy Fallon asked, so I wonder, because I thought about this before, because you know you didn't really see Hulk mutate that much in the Infinity War movie.
He said, is he a Skrull?
Is he a Skrull?
Yeah,
and he said he just started laughing, and the lie detector went off. I can't answer that. And it's like ding, 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 ding.
I don't know. I don't think that was. That'd be a lot to explain. No.
I don't think that's real. I think that would take up the whole half hour of the movie.
So it'd be interesting. We're gonna have time to talk more about that, but let's get so much is going down in DC. James, what's going on with Warner Brothers? Are they falling apart?
Warner Brothers chairman and CEO Kevin Tsujihara.
Did you just say sushi, you racist?
No. Tsujihara. He stepped down from Warner Brothers, so there is no longer a CEO and chairman of Warner Brothers. He stepped down due to sexual misconduct investigation just recently, maybe around 3 days ago.
Yeah, everybody's dicks is crazy right now. So everybody, crazy. They dicks is getting them in all types of trouble.
So right now, they're thinking with the wrong head.
Yeah, man.
Warner Brothers has no leadership at the moment. Not to say that Warner Brothers ever had leadership, but the thing is, as we've seen from their last few flock of movies, let's say Wonder Woman. Let's say
Aquaman
and
Shazam!
But what did they say Boyd did that made him have to make a lot of bad decisions?
Right. They said that from the whole, not just the DCEU, but they were talking about other projects.
I thought you were talking about some sexual shit.
No, it is.
Really?
No, yes. You didn't know that? Yes, Kevin.
You didn't listen to what just was said.
Get
the actress's name.
Tsujihara is married. Okay.
Yes. Get the actress's name.
The actress's name is Charlotte Kirk.
Yes.
What ensued was an alleged sexual relationship between Kirk and Tsujihara, in which she believed that she was promised favorable treatment in show business, including being looked at. For TV roles in Warner TV and DC movie projects.
She's admitting that she was giving up the dumps to advance.
Correct.
And somehow they're holding that against her. Okay, continue.
However, when she was displeased with the progress that this man put on as a front, she made it clear in text that she was going to hold them accountable.
Hold accountable for you being a hoe? Nah, yo, I don't give a fuck.
Deeply saddened.
Yes.
You're selling this.
That she told the Hollywood Reporter her story was to deny any inappropriate behavior amongst herself and issued another statement in her defense after a second article published by the outlet accusing her of leveraging her relationship with Tsujihara for favorable treatment and getting a role in the rebooted Hellboy movie.
Yep. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yo, listen, these niggas got a lot of bread.
Yeah.
A lot.
Y'all could get women. Yes. I was about to say bitches, and then y'all would have got mad, so I'm going to say women instead of bitches. But I'm not thinking bitches, y'all. I'm thinking women, right?
Women. Yeah.
Just to make sure that I put that on paper, right?
Yeah.
Y'all could get women. You're multi-millionaires.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Tell that to the Dallas Cowboys owner.
Why are you trading? Why are you trading something to get that when you already that dude? What is wrong with you? It's regular niggas that work at Wawa hitting all kind of dumpies.
All kinds of dumpies.
What's wrong with you?
All kinds of dumpies.
What's wrong with you, bro? That's what you really getting punished for is not realizing that you already on top. You could get all the joints you want.
Dude, that's Hollywood.
Fucking Google.
That's Hollywood.
Tell that to the Patriots owner, too.
Listen, man, look, as far as that man, he was just thought he was getting a massage. You feel what I'm saying?
He thought he was?
He thought he got a massage in the wrong area.
He just thought,
I thought she was just feeling me like that. Couldn't control herself.
her and like 40 others? Yeah, okay.
At this point, with the whole and... it's not really connected, but the simple fact that Ray Fisher just pretty much announced that he's done with the Cyborg role. So I wonder, was this a force? Was this the Warner Brothers like, look, we're not doing your project? Or was it a situation where he was just seeing everything?
Where he was making out with the head of Warner Brothers?
He wasn't.
Whoa! That's how rumors start.
Oh my God!
Hold on, what?
Hold on, you fucking?
No.
Wait, hey! Stop the rumors!
Oh no! I'm confused. I was lost at what happened.
I think the information got delivered wrong.
No! Listen,
oh my God!
I was talking about DC in general.
Yeah.
Took a right turn suddenly. Started talking about Ray Fisher now is no longer going to be Cyborg in the DCEU.
But who cares?
Because he was bad in a bad movie.
They had already said that they were going to do a solo movie for him.
But we don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
Maybe they came to their senses like after you beat off and you'd be like, what am I doing? What kind of animal am I?
That's exactly what they did. Yeah. They beat it off and they were done. They were like, why the did I just do that?
Yeah.
So they came to their senses.
I feel disgusted with myself.
So Ray's out. I'm hoping that they didn't think it was going to be like another Steel, like one of those unfortunate black superhero movies.
No, this was going to be better than Steel. Ray Fisher was bad in a bad movie. That's just what it came down to. He was bad in a bad movie.
But aside from DC's faults, there is one person who still remains the same. And hopefully that they'll get this shit together. Jeff Johns is still the president and chief creative officer of DC movies.
And we have to trust him.
All right. And we do.
We have no choice.
This is the man who made Doomsday Clock. This is the man who made Hush. You know, Jeff Johns is that dude.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has oversight over the DC projects going forward in the future is key. And if Shazam is anything the way that you guys say it,
Shazam is that.
Word. Listen, we're going to, right now, me and Haas, we're the ones in this room that saw the movie. This is going to be our spoiler-free review. It was the greatest.
Yeah.
It literally, when you guys see Shazam.
Better than Batman movies?
Yeah. Listen.
Wait.
All right, listen.
A couple of Batman movies.
Anyone who has out there who has seen the press screening like us, you guys can agree with us. It is really good. You know why? Because I went in there with low expectations.
You just said Shazam.
Shazam is awesome.
I had no expectation. I thought it was going to be
I thought it was a kiddie movie.
Let me rephrase what the fuck I said. I'm sorry. All right, is it better? I'm realizing that Shazam is probably better than some Joel Schumacher Batman movie.
Easily.
But is it better than some Tim Burton, Chris Nolan Batman? It's not better than
89 Batman.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so that's Tim Burton.
I like Batman Returns, so it's not better. It's not, you can't say it's better than that. And you can't say it's better than The Dark Knight.
Okay, that's three.
Batman Begins.
I enjoyed it more.
It's on par with Batman Begins.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely better than The Dark Knight Rises.
Absolutely.
Dark Knight Rises is trash.
But it's on par with Batman Begins.
Wait, when was the last time you guys saw a DC movie at the end, the whole theater clapped?
Oh, it was awesome.
Everyone in the theater clapped.
And we waited. If you remember, we waited for like 2 hours or something like that.
We were at that most ghetto trash ass AMC theater.
They couldn't digitalize the movie.
They forgot there was a screening, so
it
took them an hour to buff the movie.
So we were just waiting there to talk shit. And yo, this movie, I'm telling you, this movie is damn near flawless. Like, this movie is awesome, and it has a very deep cut that not a lot of people, like, you have to be etched in this comic book genre to see this deep cut that's going to happen in this movie, which... you didn't even know the deep cut that I can't even speak about.
We'll talk more about it.
You know what I'm saying? And it was dope.
And not only that, the trailers were very misleading. They show you nothing.
Yes.
It's almost like DC's learning from Marvel's formula. They're like, let's give them this.
There wasn't a lot of big battles in the trailer, right?
No, you're seeing stuff in the movie.
Oh, you're going to see some good battles.
Yo, at the end... I ain't going to say. I'm stopping.
No, you can't.
Hold on. So his costume and everything didn't bother you or nothing?
Because of the story, I just didn't even care.
Everything fits. The tone of the film, everything that you've seen in the trailer,
they even reference the costume in the movie, so it almost makes fun of itself.
Yeah, it doesn't take itself seriously. Okay. And you have to use a Shazam character in the format that movie is, you can't take yourself seriously. And they do a wonderful job
of delivering that, like, it's crazy.
Yo, and to anyone out on my local East Coast, it's filmed 100% in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh!
It's a work? Philly. Oh, yeah. Like, we're like, yo, we know that street. Like, literally, actually, they filmed it all in Philly.
It actually looked, some of the scenery actually looked like what was the film that just came out with M. Night Shyamalan?
Glass.
Yeah, it looked just like, it. Some of the scenery looked just like Glass.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So remember, everyone watching this, remember we said Shazam is going to be
it's awesome.
That work.
It's awesome.
Matter of fact, I think that's part of the reason why maybe the Marvel people saw the Shazam. They're like, all right, we got to get Gunn back. They're like, you know, because they're stepping up their game, which
actually,
they really are.
They're actually doing better. And like I said, like I always say, like the DC Universe streaming app, like the shows that they got right now, they're awesome. A couple of the Arrowverse shows are awesome. Like, they're doing good right now.
And so God Loves Evil, which is one hell of a name, asked us, are there any post-credits to Shazam? Yes, there are.
Yeah, there's two.
There's
so
two.
So stay through the whole credits.
Yes, okay. There are.
That's all I can say.
This is a crazy thing to hear this shit, y'all.
Bro, who's been the biggest, like, anti-DC film person? It's always been me, dude. To me, Zack Snyder, which I'm not backing down from that, has always been the cancer that has, like, plagued these movies. But obviously, you know, it's harsh. And people could disagree, but that's just my opinion. This movie, not that. There's no traces of that in this movie.
Yeah.
So, all that being said, anything else going on in the news?
So, I know we were talking about what was going on with James Gunn and everything, him coming back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. But, of course, some of the things that we didn't talk about, actually, was the movie that he's actually working on right now, the Suicide Squad movie. All this time, we've been calling it Suicide Squad 2 and everything else. Like, it's going to be a direct sequel to what happened before. But it looks like, turns out, it's not going to be, from what I understand.
A total reboot.
And it's a reboot.
And no Deadshot.
No, wait, didn't do Idris Elba?
We had Idris.
I mean, I'm thinking by myself, if Will Smith is gone, there's no way
they got Idris.
But I heard that was in suggestion. Like, they want to get Idris Elba. They ain't say...
I got Idris Elba.
I mean, total reboot.
Boss Logic put up a picture to show you basically Pacific Rim as Deadshot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, did they really get Idris Elba?
I thought they did.
Why do we keep pulling from the same top five black actors in Hollywood?
Variety is the one who reported that Idris Elba signed on to the DC film universe. He is replacing Will Smith.
He is replacing him?
He is replacing him.
Yep.
Stop pulling from the same top five.
That's a totally different nigga.
To be honest, there's not enough light-skinned actors out there, which is
There's no light-skinned superheroes.
Stop the movement, y'all. You know why?
Put out a change.org.
Because got greedy. Y'all got
Terrence got it. I'm gonna give y'all that. He did pull off the light skin. Next time, Tony, I'm gonna get in that suit, man.
Deadshot's character, straight up,
they went extra dark with Don Cheadle black.
That's literally a line.
The only thing darker than him is Wesley Snipes.
That's a Kanye line. Don Cheadle black, get extra dark on him. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. There's not enough of us in Hollywood right now. It's a problem.
But now
that needs to be addressed.
So wait, I have a continuity problem because it's almost like DC right now. Even after seeing Shazam, they're literally taking everything in a different direction.
Oh, they're going to X-Men route.
They're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But now, because of what I mentioned about Ray Fisher, it's like they're getting rid of elements now that Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck are coming back. But they're keeping Wonder Woman. They might keep Ezra Miller.
We talked about this yesterday.
He was a fine Flash.
Ezra has been saying that he wants to stay
in the Flash role. He's desperately trying to stay.
He's so desperate that he wants to keep the role that he was like, I'll write the fucking film if you want me to. We don't need him.
He's going to be next.
Not with him running like that. He can't be running like that for the next 10 years.
wait, who directed those shots?
I don't know. Do you want Zack Snyder?
Exactly. So he was a fine Flash.
AJ, do you want your Flash running like that? For the next 10 years.
They can fix it.
I'm coming to get you, Superman. Is that what you want?
Is that what you want with your Flash?
They can fix it. They can fix it. They can, like, you know, just teach him a little bit of form. Like, Zack Snyder thought that was the proper way to overrun.
He's going to have to go to boot camp.
In order for Ezra Miller to become Flash, he needs a track coach.
Yeah. He's got to go.
Teach him arm movements. I'll say this. I know, look, right? If the MCU helped us to remember that, or almost made us forget we had a different Hulk, which we did. Remember we had...
Nobody cares.
But it worked. But so that's what DC's going to have to do.
What, Eric Bana, Edward Norton,
right,
and
Ed
Mark
Norton,
Ruffalo?
So they're going to have to make it seem like, okay, Ed Norton, or they're going to have to be like, all right, Henry Cavill just never was Superman. It was really this person. This person never was.
Flashpoint paradox.
That's all they needed.
Flashpoint paradox.
You want a reset?
They can reset everything.
But they took that movie off the list. Like, they took it off their production list.
Well, the Flash movie was the Flashpoint paradox.
That's what I'm saying. They took it off the production list. That's the thing that will fix the whole universe. Exactly what he said. That's the thing.
And then you can give a proper send-off to Ben Affleck. Yeah. You can give a proper send-off to Henry Cavill. You can do everything
Ben
right.
Ben wouldn't even be in the movie. It'd be Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, it's easy. I wanted to see that Thomas Wayne character.
Oh,
too,
no.
Man.
My man? Fucking Negan.
Oh, that would have been great.
Negan would have been Batman.
He would have bodied it.
He would have bodied the shit. As Thomas Wayne?
There's
Thomas
still some fan art out there.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So that's what it is. We don't need Ezra as the Flash. Like, so, they need to give him his welcome papers too.
So this is something else I read recently. DC is considering next Batman movie for it to be Batman 2000. What is it? 24.
Oh, Batman Beyond.
No, Batman Beyond. And they said that they actually are talking to Michael Keaton to play.
Wait.
Isn't the Matt Reeves movie? I'm gonna get back to that.
This nigga said Batman 2024.
Oh shit! That's like
right around the corner.
Yeah. I swear to God, it sounded like it was 20 years later.
Alert for that.
And it's right down the street.
You talking about Spider-Man 2099?
It's right down the street.
Either way, 2024 is like now, we're getting
so old, yo. Oh my goodness. I thought it was 20 years like later, like. Oh my God, we're getting.
Yo, so let's just talk about the Matt Reeves Batman movie being set in the 90s. Like, they're trying to go back to the Tim Burton era or something.
Get it to the point where he first started as Batman.
When he had to, like, that's actually do some detective work.
20-year-old? Yeah, 20-year-old.
Like, search like Google. Like, it's easy.
Yeah.
Throwback. Let's get it.
A throwback, but like.
Yeah, but that was like Batman Begins.
Yeah, right?
That we already got that. We got Batman Begins.
We don't need another one.
Pretty much.
We got that already.
But what do you guys think about Michael Keaton being? Would y'all be
anything welcome? Michael Keaton no, does? No, let is, me tell is, you, it's fantastic.
Anything
so
that
I'm
Michael
in.
Keaton has put his hands on has been fucking fire.
It's gold.
Vulture, Beetlejuice, Batman.
True.
And he's gonna be in Dumbo.
Dumbo. Why does that cast look stacked right now? I just saw a commercial today.
Dumbo is. It's directed by Tim Burton. Michael Keaton's in it.
Yep.
And Danny DeVito's in it. That's just
Batman
Returns.
They convinced me to go see Dumbo. And I haven't seen anything Dumbo in 30 years.
You know what's going to be that good shit? Okay, so we got Dumbo. That's going to be it's going to be okay. Aladdin's going to be better than expected, especially off the latest trailer. It looks pretty good. The Lion King's going to be that good shit.
Here he goes.
Ooh, the Lion King's going to be that good shit.
I feel like we're right back in the group chat.
The Lion King is going to be the.
Yo, turn that shit off.
And you know what? Money
Yo,
wise,
you know that bet's still there, right?
It's gonna make like two billion dollars. So you're gonna be right on that. It's definitely gonna make like $2 billion.
It's not how much money it makes. It's gonna be good.
You heard about his bet, right?
It's like the same story, though.
Right. That's my problem. Just,
have you seen the Jungle Book?
It's good.
Yeah, it's the same person who wrote and directed the Jungle Book.
It's good.
It's the same team, but they're doing a live action movie with a better movie.
Yo, he is.
You got Beyonce as Nala.
I'll rock with you on that.
You got Seth Rogen as Pumbaa.
Did it? I wish we had a church organ right now.
You know who they got? Mufasa.
Hold on. Haas has not seen it yet, so I showed him your bet with Jerv.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah,
Wait. How you make bets you know you're going to lose?
So when I made that bet, I did not know that A. Stan Lee was going to die catapulting Avengers into
that
a
doesn't,
high.
No.
And I did not know Carrie Fisher was going to die leading like Star Wars to like reach another level. Everyone's gonna go see those two movies.
And by the way, because
you made the
guys,
bet, two people died.
Someone in our chat,
that's fucked up.
The Yummy Geek said Dumbo already premiered in L.A. and is getting great reviews.
I'm sure it is.
He's like,
oh, yeah, it's a Disney property.
She's taking my daughter. So fucking good.
That's Dumbo, it's my Disney, nigga. And it's a stacked cast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. No, and Disney they got, and a stacked cast.
And they got the race.
Fuck that up.
They got the racist crows are gonna be in it too.
What's that?
The racist crows, remember?
Yeah, we were.
I seen a horse fly. I seen a dragon fly.
I need them.
I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
What'd you say, boy?
Matter of fact, I hope we get a post-credit scene with them at the end of the Dumbo movie.
Like looking like the crows from The Wiz.
Just them talking shit. Win. Oh my God, I love this song.
You can win.
Ain't now saying man. And just smoke that smoke.
Yo, fuck The Wiz now, my nigga. Yo, cancel The Wiz.
Because of Mike? Oh, man. You can't win?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I still haven't seen that documentary. I'm not watching it. I have no... No. Mm-mm. No, I'm scared.
They just want to keep their old pristine vision of Michael Jackson, even though now we know. Please just spread your cheeks for me.
Listen, man, that
glitter glove was a goddamn...
Nah, man, nah.
That glitter glove was a fucking Infinity Gauntlet.
No.
Come on, kids.
Wait.
Yo, who's seen the meme?
Don't worry, Mike. I got your back, man. I got your back, Mike. I'm not going to let him
I watched all three parts. The first two parts and the Oprah.
Oh, I didn't. I only saw the first one. I didn't see nothing about no glove.
No, I'm just saying the glove was the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. That's all.
Oh my God.
He was Thanos in boys' butts.
Mike is innocent.
Wow.
Mike is innocent. Innocent.
Listen, the only real life Thanos we got is J Lo right now. Everybody's seen the meme, so we already know.
Absolutely. Hold on, one more stone J Lo gets.
Oh yeah,
she got five gems. Yeah, she gets one more gem.
Wait.
J Lo is fucking taking over the universe.
Hold on, wait.
Half of us motherfuckers will be gone.
Hold on, I don't understand this.
Look. Oh, all right, God. So she got engaged to J Lo. She got engaged to A-Rod just recently. She got engaged to A-Rod.
Yep. Okay.
That Ohani Ray dude that she married when she first started or whatever.
That don't count as a stone.
No, she married him.
Yeah, but it don't count as
he
an
gave
a stone.
As a stone.
Yeah, but it don't count as a stone.
Ben Affleck.
That's a stone.
That's a stone.
Mark Anthony.
That's a stone.
Did you say Puff? No, Puff ain't never given her a stone.
No.
He was smart.
But he gave her some ice.
No.
Johnny Noah, A-Rod, Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, Chris Judd.
Five.
Nah.
No.
There it is right here. The meme says, I'm going to read the meme. J-Lo is collecting engagement rings like she's Thanos and these diamonds are Infinity Stores.
Straight.
One more and she'll be able to snap her finger and half of Hollywood's gone.
I'm going to tell y'all, from experience, that's the power of Puerto Rico. They will get your ass, boy.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't lying, man. He ain't lying.
Straight up as hell.
Matter of fact, I was at James' crib yesterday and I was scared to death just being in there. As soon as I come in his crib, he's like, yo, you gotta take your shoes off.
I live with a Puerto Rican woman. You gotta take your shoes off in the house, bro.
Like I could feel the tension. I was like,
don't come downstairs.
Yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong, this girl's cool people. So I love her and she's awesome. But I know how they turn, goddammit. I just be on my best behavior.
He's like, I'm not crossing that line.
Pure fear.
Like I talk in my white people voice. So you know what I'm saying? Like I I'm proper when I talk to this woman. Like, hey,
how's everything doing? Is everything okay?
So wait, no, all right, let's switch gears. Let's talk to our gamers because you guys were streaming Mortal Kombat
11. Yes.
How dope is this game?
It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
What makes it different from the other ones? So is it more spine?
So here's the thing about Mortal Kombat 11. When I got a chance to play it for the first time over the weekend, we live streamed the stress test, which is basically a way for them to test out the online with a limited selection of characters. There's a full beta next Friday. And the thing about this Mortal Kombat is the mechanics are so different. In older Mortal Kombat games, it was about rushdown, meaning like you're always... You have the highest speed possible. You're always faster. You're always trying to go in and get the biggest amount of damage done. Right. Same thing with combos as well. This game's a lot different because you don't really have those extended combos in this game as you did with previous ones. So it seems like a lot of it is a little more balanced. It's more fair for everybody. Certain combo strings don't last as long. So it feels like with this specific game as well, they're trying to keep a little bit of a balance between competitive and casual. And we kind of felt that as we were playing it during this original launch weekend, just with everything that was going on. Now, AJ, you never played. I'm a Mortal Kombat veteran, so I noticed the change a lot. But after a little bit of time, I actually got used to it. I don't have like a Street Fighter mentality in terms of how the button combinations play out. So I'm kind of used to it. But AJ, this was your first real experience with it.
It's like I've played Mortal Kombat games before, but I've never been like into Mortal Kombat. I've been more of like a Marvel vs. Capcom, Street Fighter, anime, Blaze Blue fighting game. Fight me in Smash. Fight me in Smash. But it just felt smooth. And I felt like I suck because I do. At Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But I never felt like, oh, I suck because these controls are bad. If I felt like I suck because like, I just didn't have time to like sit down and really practice it. And like that's the best thing. It was easy to pick up, but I can tell there's a lot of depth within it. Yeah. I just have to get used to it. I need to play more than like 2 hours.
More characters will definitely help out with that, with the theft, with a lot of like how the characters play out. Each character kind of has like different ways where you can activate crushing blows to do more damage. You have the fatal blow, which is something that, like a high damage move if you're at a low percentage of health. So there's a lot of strategy more than any other game, I felt, with the Mortal Kombat franchise, where if you know the combos and you know ways to kind of like pop them up in the air and get like 30% damage, boom, you're ready
right.
to go.
But my but problem with the last now. One, if you play some of these dudes online, literally there were some combos where you wouldn't get one hit in.
No.
Like they would
someone could do like touch of death 80, combos. Yeah.
Yeah, 80 hit combo where there's nothing you can do.
Some of these guys are sick out there, man.
Yeah.
Like,
if you watch tournaments, like if you watch like Evo or if you watch any like the big tournaments, especially ones that happen here in Philly, like you got the NEC tournaments, Winter Brawl, Summer Jam. They're big into a lot of this stuff, so I think it's a lot more fairer with this specific Mortal Kombat game as well. There's just so much. The final thing is the character customization is like probably the best thing about it. So we spent a few minutes kind of like taking a look at all the ways you can change your character, and each character can be so different in so many ways. Injustice was the first game to kind of start this little trend.
Okay. That's right.
So it's carried over to here where you can customize your character. You can give them a variation. In your own way to kind of say, like, I want them to have this specific move or I want them to have this specific trait, costume, everything else related to that. So not every Scarlet or not every Scorpion or Johnny Cage is going to be the same anytime you play it, which makes it a lot more fun because you don't run into the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
No, that's dope.
So it makes it a lot more fun.
So everybody check it out. We only have a couple minutes left. So I did want to shout out a couple things going on. First of all, shout out to Babs because her Butcher's Block is doing really good.
I watched it twice yesterday. She has a really good podcast.
So
it's awesome.
You guys haven't seen it yet. Make sure you guys check it out. One thing, we used to be on Facebook, but now we are actually on YouTube. So we also do have to shout out our sponsors. Who is this, James?
Ethan Sand Beer Company. I'm sorry, I don't have a full beer for you because I drank this whole goddamn
thing. Here, hold another one.
Right, feel free to try the Nitro Dry Irish Stout.
That's what
some
I'm
of
thinking.
That new potato caboose, or some of this 112, baby.
Peaches and cream.
Is
that gonna be our exit? Music.
Shout out to my nigga James Gunn.
By the way, every day. Batman underscore Dev 117 said, "Who's catching these hands on in Mortal Kombat?"
Nah, no, don't see me, man. Listen, we've made challenges in the past that people have played us on live stream on our Twitch. So believe me, you're gonna you're ready for it.
You're gonna feel these hands.
So when is Mortal Kombat coming out?
April 23rd is the official release
date. Don't worry, I will have it that day.
All right, and then there's one more beta. If you pre-order the game, they give you a code at your retailer. For March 29th through the 31st.
And we might have to make a contest where somebody could go against Nautic and see if you could win something. Because I can't hit him one time. Maybe you will have better
luck. I played him in Street Fighter, and it's the same thing, man. I cannot. Hit him? We've been through
Mortal
that.
Combat, a little bit. In Mortal Kombat, perfect. Flawless victory.
Yeah.
Bro, he will be disappearing, hitting you in the air. Nothing.
So, no, we need the day it releases so he doesn't have time to get good at
he's
it.
No matter what, the regular mechanics he's played the
beta.
The game.
Don't kid yourself. Yeah, he's probably played the beta.
This motherfucker is crazy.
I'm the beta as soon as I get home, if it's available. All
right, guys. So, look, party nerds, we are out. We will see everyone next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Skirt.
Peace.
Yeah, buddy. Peace.
Party nerds. Party nerds. Party nerds.